something that rocks.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're in it.
The danger zone.
The danger zone, man.
I am in the danger zone. I'm sore from this weekend, man. I'm dangerously sore.
You're dangerously close to death, I think, is what it is. So. Yeah, Hunter, you drank a little on Saturday. You played a little basketball, and now you're feeling it today, huh?
That's still what it is, sore, man. Yeah, you know what? Just
my bones.
You need to continue to move. If you don't want to hurt for the rest of your life after you do just it wasn't even, we weren't even playing like a real game. We were just running around, shooting around.
Yep.
Oh,
that's why I ride the bike or walk on the treadmill at least 30 minutes a day. Keeps me limber. Yeah. Keeps me limber.
Keeps you limber.
Got to keep those bones loose, all right? You got to keep them bones loose.
Anyway. There's a point over the weekend I was chasing a ball that was going out of bounds. Couldn't keep my feet underneath me, man.
Your legs just went out.
You know, it's like my mind says, hey, you can go this fast, but my body is looking up at my brain like, no. That was 22-year-old Hunter.
What's that
song? We can't keep up.
My mind keeps telling me no, but my body keeps telling me no as well because I'm old. Yeah, that's right.
Definitely fell down. Definitely skinned my knee up. I
wish I could have seen that. Is there any video of you doing that? No?
There might be, actually. I don't know what they were doing. I was so focused in out of this game for no reason.
You were focused on not dying, all right? You were focused on not crumbling to your death. Anyway. Well, suck it up, Nancy, because we got stuff to do. Let's do it right now. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump.
My pole.
With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Yeah.
Well, it seems we've gotten really used to having things delivered to us. A new survey found that 70% of respondents are using home delivery more now than ever and more frequently than ever. And it looks like the trend isn't going to go away. 69% of people said they plan to continue shopping online even after all this craziness ends. I mean, it makes sense, right?
It does. You know what? Here's the problem, though. Here's my problem with it is cost extra money.
Yep. Yep.
Obviously. I mean, it's a service. And if I do have something delivered, I feel like a piece of trash because I'm so late. You know, I'm so late. I can't even go grab it. You know, I do. I have that thought in my head. It's like, dude, just get up and go do something. What are you doing? You've been laying on your couch all day.
Here's what you got to tell yourself, though, buddy, is that if you were to go back to the 50s, go back to the 40s, go back to the 80s, go back to the 90s, all right? Yeah. And you tell people, look, you don't need to leave your house to get that. You can make 3 clicks of a button, and that will be delivered right to you. Most people would be like, are you serious, bro? This is amazing.
What is this, Santa Claus coming over, down your chimney every day?
What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's amazing. The only reason I don't do as much delivery as I could is because I don't want to miss out on the deals. Because it's the stores that you're in that has the clearance aisles. Because I don't care what they say. Amazon Prime Day, what a joke. All right.
you ain't saving no money.
The clearance pages they have on the website, a joke. Where you find the real deals, where you get the good stuff, is in the actual clearance aisle at the stores and racks that you go. That's where it's at, man. And that's what I can't.
We get it. You love Walmart. You're just going to go try to talk about Walmart some more.
It's anywhere. It's anywhere, man. When you find that deal or you find that item that some underpaid employee marked wrong and you're like, hey, it's what the price says on there. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do, man?
I walked into Walmart the other day with Brock and the guy at the front. Hey, Brock. Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah, called you by name, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's met the whole family. He's met my parents. He's great. That's the biggest allure to me. I love getting delivery. It's amazing, and I love how quick it is. But it's just the deals, man. The deals you can't miss out on that are live out there. But anyway, so, yeah, we're keeping it up. Keeping it up. Hey, speaking of things we're getting used to, women are getting rid of not wearing bras, or they're going to keep not wearing bras.
So
Gillian Anderson, you know her from the X-Files, all that stuff. She recently said in an interview she's done with bras. Victoria's Secret has completely revamped their stores to include more comfortable lingerie and activewear. A lot of people get rid of the bras, which, you know what? I'm all for.
No, I'm not. I'm on the other side. What are you doing? Just be like, all right, guy, I'm going to stop wearing underwear then. What do you think of that, ladies?
Who cares?
How do you feel about that?
Well, just let it hang out. Look, we were never made to wear tight, constricting clothes. You think Adam and Eve were running around
it's
in a pants?
Because it wasn't invented yet. That's why.
No.
It wasn't
no.
a thing because it wasn't around.
No. When man was created, all right, we were walking around naked. It wasn't until we were guilted into wearing underwear, okay? Look, you tell me. What's the most comfortable, walking around naked after a shower or slapping on a pair of nut huggers or a bra? And no. We are meant to be free. We are meant to let it all hang out.
It's more comfortable wearing bras and underwear because,
No.
Hey, you know, I'll be flopping around in front of everybody. It doesn't look the greatest. You know, have you seen America? Walk into Walmart and look around. You want people walking around naked now, huh, bro?
Maybe.
That's what you want?
Maybe if we up the nudity, people start getting into better shape. See, right now, you can cover it up with a muumuu. You can cover it up with a muumuu or some loose-fitting sweatpants. But if we make it like, look, everyone, we got to be naked again, we're going to tighten things up. We're going to have a bunch of supermodels walking around, man.
I mean, why stop there? Why shave your legs? Why wear shoes? You know,
Look, if I didn't
caveman, put your bra back on.
If I didn't have to shave my nuts, I wouldn't. Okay, I do it strictly because society has made me want to be more aerodynamic. Okay, but let's break this down, Hunter. We as animals, our pure primal selves, we were meant to be free, so. Ladies, you take them bras off. You let them girls
don't
out.
Do
okay,
it.
You let them
don't
swing.
Listen to them.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
They're nice and pushed up. They look better.
No, it's all like a lie, though. It's a lie, though, Hunter. You get that?
I mean, you know, what are you still? Come on, you know.
I'd rather know exactly what I'm getting, though. You know. Get those arm pitties. That's what I want.
Hey, you know what? If you want to be the talk of the party.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie's not wearing a bra today. Everybody's talking about you.
Guess who the guys are talking to? They're talking to Julie.
No,
okay.
Not.
That's where I'm going.
Just poking through a tee. Let me guess. You have a white t-shirt on, too. That's a little bit loose.
Look, if.
I know these. Come on.
You line up 10 women.
Brawn.
Okay. You line up 10 women. Okay. All of equal attractiveness. And one of them is not wearing a bra. That is the one I'm going to, okay? Because that's less work, all right? That's less fiddling around I have to do.
Oh, jeez.
That's it, honey.
You love the National Geographic magazine.
Yeah, right, I do.
Didn't you?
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Put it back on, ladies. Keep them on. Trust me on this one.
All right, so what do we got? We got delivery and bras. Or not delivering bras.
No bras. There you go,
because no bras. That's right. All right. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.